it's a tough game to lose, regardless of if the kids stepped out of bounds or if they shot the ball, if they didn't get the shot off. Regardless of that, we were not able to put the game away, and that's what we have to. Like, a lot of times you can get into the things that you can't control, and then you're not really learning the things you need to learn from a loss like this. And so I'm not gonna second guess the refs, because I know we kept leaving the door open, and then we didn't make foul shots. And, you know, I thought the big thing was we struggled to guard them off the dribble in the second half. They were just attacking certain matchups, and we knew that would happen at some point, but we had no answer. So that hurt us. And then when we had a chance to put the game away, we weren't able to do that. And so we got up 8, we got up 10, we got up 11. We had a chance to put it away, and we just couldn't do it. So it's a game you've got to learn from. These are tough lessons, man, when you're going through your season and you got a game that you feel like you deserve to have won it, but you didn't make the plays to win it. And these are tough lessons.
Did you know that Wagner had a timeout? So when they had the inbound pass from the from your end,
yeah,
and they you kind of let them have a wide open.
Yeah, they had one. They had one more. Yeah,
did
they
you
had.
Know that?
Yeah, they had one more.
What happened? Why were they able to have a wide open pass?
No, it's court? So that you don't want them to get because the thing is this: they may be running a play to win the game, so you don't know if they're going to run a play to call a timeout. They might run a play to try to win the game at that point. And so if you watch any game, it's hard to take away that pass because you're telling your guys to keep guys in front of you. Now, if you look back at it and you can say, oh, we could have made it harder for them to catch it higher. No one's trying to foul, right? Like, you watch a ton of games at the end, man. How many times have you seen a guy get an inbounds pass, dribble a length of the floor, and lay the ball in? Because people are just, no one wants to foul anybody. And so those things happen.
So there wasn't any defensive, like, collapse?
No, I'd have to watch to see. Okay. I don't know if it was a collapse, but I'd have to watch to see how he got open. That would be the only thing I would say is, like, all right, did we just let him throw it? Or could we have made it harder for them to throw that long of a pass to call timeout?
Yeah. And then did the refs give you an explanation? I know you said
No, they didn't. My thing is, when it's over, it's over. What is the explanation going to do? Like, you know, and so when I watched it, I thought he bobbled it, and I thought that was enough but they didn't see it that way.
RJ Green and Zaire Williams combined for 37 points.
Yeah, they killed us.
And Williams had 5 steals.
Yep.
Rather again, yes. You guys had like a plan to try for them to not beat you guys, and the plan didn't work out well. Like, I know in certain players here.
Do we have a plan to guard Williams and Green? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to not beat you, to let other players beat you guys.
Yeah, I think it's early in the year. We thought those were two of their better players. But if you look at their shot attempts, they have a ton of guys that are very close and even in shot attempts. So it's hard to know, like, all right, we got to stop this guy. But yes, we knew Zaire Williams was really aggressive to score, and we thought Green was one of their better players. But they did a great job of isolating guys and driving the ball right at them. And then at times we weren't there to help. Everything they were going was downhill. Green made 3 threes. I thought 2 of them we didn't close out hard enough. But both those guys were problems. And I could see how you could say, like, all right, did you prepare to stop them because they killed you? But sometimes good players, that's what they do no matter what you do. I just thought we could have been better guarding the ball one-on-one.
I don't mean to keep peppering you with questions about this, but obviously a lot kind of happened down the stretch. Did Kai know, like, the play where Kai kind of chucked it out of bounds and gave it right back to them.
Say it again.
The play where Kai chucked the inbounds all the way down the court and gave it right back to them.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you know not to do that? Was that
yeah,
part of the play?
We didn't have a timeout. And so we were just trying to throw it long, but we got to, you know, he was just trying to throw it long and have Nico tip it, you know. And in retrospect, we might have been able to kind of get together and run one of our late game plays, but that's something we got to talk about. I wouldn't put that just on Kai. I would put that on myself included, because we just put ourselves at arm's way when we threw the pass and he wasn't able to get it.
You spoke about how like you weren't able to fully close that game out. Do you think that mentality might have something to play with this, where you know you have the lead for nearly 37 minutes in the game, and it's just kind of you get, I wouldn't say complacent, but just something of that nature?
No, I don't think it's complacency. I think it's learning how to win. I think we still are in a phase where we've got to grow and learn how to win. I mean, there's certainly things in this game that I could have done better too. I can't just put it all on them. But just like in years past, like you sometimes you stub your toe and you have to learn how to put the game away. We still have chances to put the game away on the foul line, and we didn't do it. To me, those are things you want to control more than you did. I did think the talking about even the inbounds play that they ran, like a lot of times what you want to do is you want to guard the inbounder on the inside, so you're taking away anything to the basket, and we guarded them. We didn't take that away. That's on me to talk to Nico about that. Nico doesn't usually guard the inbounder.
Talking about the buzzer beater?
Yeah. So what you do is we take away everything going to the paint, and then we step up to the inbounder once the ball goes in bounds. So you don't give that stuff up, because we don't switch any of that action. So we got rubbed off. He had an angle. He got it, and he scored it.
When you say it's like Nico, what did Nico specifically do wrong in that play?
He just played it. And it's not his fault. He never guards the guy. He played it straight up. Played it like this, and it gave the lane – up, and what you want to do is you want to play it like this, and then you're giving everything out this way.
Yeah, but there's only a second left. It's kind of hard to make those quick changes, I guess.
Yeah. You're just trying to put a bigger guy on the ball to make the play, you know. But, you know, like if you – like a lot of times when you watch a game and you're gonna critique a game and you say, what happened on this? What happened on that? And all that is good, but the really fact of the matter is we couldn't stop them off the dribble. This other stuff you're gonna get better at. Like that stuff you're gonna get better at. You're gonna clean up the end of the game stuff. But the thing that's most important is you didn't stop them off the dribble, and then when you had a chance to put the game away, you didn't put the game away. To me, that's more important than these other questions that I'm answering.
The difficulty guarding off the dribble, was that similar to Northeastern, or were there different reasons for that?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and watch. I thought they try to take advantage of certain matchups. I think they try to see who they feel like has an advantage in terms of their quickness, and they did a good job of that. You got to give them credit. Copeland did a great job of managing the game, keeping their kids around, hanging on, and they were able to steal it.
What were those matchups that they were trying to exploit?
I don't know it's the guys that scored, so I can't tell you exactly who was guarding them on every play. So, you know, they're two big scorers. Green and Williams were the guys that they did a really good job on.
What was the message at the half, knowing that you guys had the lead, and do you talk to them about the 12 turnovers that you guys committed in the first half? And
yeah, we have struggled against pressure. I think defensively, just them, and you know, we have to learn how to play. We don't look very comfortable right now at times playing against people like in our face, and we've got to get better at that.
How much do you give to them being able to just hang around there and just, you know, keep
them? Yeah, no, they have a level. Look, they went to the tournament last year. They have a lot of pride, a lot of toughness. You got to give them credit. They deserved it. You know, they earned it. They earned the right to win. We had a chance, like I said, to put the game away. We weren't able to put it away.
Do you think a big thing was, like we've been saying, free throws? Because even before that, you know, whole thing at the end, you had Malcolm unfortunately going 0-for-2 from the line. So like that's a big play. And you guys only shooting 57% from the line. So I mean,
yeah.
All coaches say it, free throws are the, you know, everything.
Yeah, you go, you know, you listen, if you're going to go 15 for 26 from the foul line, and then you're going to shoot 17 for 47 for the game, you're going to open up the door for someone to beat you. We got to fix those things. We got to talk about the things we talk about at the end of the game and execute better down the stretch, but we got to fix those things because those are things that are going to be able to win in a more consistent fashion. So it doesn't come down to somebody make, you know, I wouldn't say one of our guys make a mistake, just the mistakes that were made, and I was a part of it too.
Wagner only scored 28 points in their last game. Were you expecting it to kind of be a super ugly, grinded out?
Oh, yeah. Like yeah, that? The way they play, they slow everything down.
How did you feel that your team kind of handled that environment?
We just turned it over. If we didn't turn it over and we made foul shots, you know, we probably would have been able to extend our lead and win this game by double figures. You know, but we turned the ball over too much. And that gave them a chance to get more possessions.
Were you happy with like the competitiveness, like in the offensive rebound?
Look, the same thing in the Northeastern game. I thought it wasn't like lack of competing. We have to get better at defending the drive and then making sure we're there to help each other when they do beat us off the bounce. But we have to get better at that.
Oh yeah. So how much do you give to that being your team being sloppy of like all the turnovers and stuff that you're speaking
sloppy,
of,
you said?
Like how much is your team, you know, maybe disappointing you versus Wagner, who like you were speaking on how well they were coached on them being, you know, extremely mobile and just ready diving at every loose ball. So like, how much of that is Wagner beating you guys versus you guys losing in that aspect of the game?
I don't. Turnovers and stuff. That's a tough one to answer. I think you have to give them some credit because they did a good job of pressuring us.
I guess it was kind of like how much was that them overly stressing you guys versus you guys collapsing to their pressure? You know, if you get what I'm trying to get.
I don't really get what you're saying, but I do think I'm going to try to answer to the best of my ability. I do think their pressure impacted our decision making. I do think that happened, yes.
In the second half, Wagner doubled the scoring. In the first half, Wagner scored 20. 40
okay, so what's your question?
Wagner double you guys scoring from 20 to 40.
Okay. What's the question? What caused that?
Yeah.
The biggest things that happened were they just started attacking us off the dribble. So they were able to score the ball. In the first half, they were kind of, if you watch them, they run a very pattern offense. So it's like a lot of dribble weave stuff, and then they get into something we call chin, and they get into something we call a 1-2-2. So they're doing that a lot. That's slower. Then they just started just attacking us quicker off the bounce. And that's what gave them some, some continuity offensively, and it worked because we had a hard time guarding them off the bounce.
Yeah.